Our next speaker is Wayne Kent. Wayne is president of Empire Lumber and Millwork. Wayne, what's going on in the field?
So, Larry, can you hear me?
I can. Fire away.
Okay, great. So, Larry asked me to speak about what's gone on over the last 6 weeks at Empire and what our immediate future looks like. Real briefly, Empire Lumber and Millwork is a third-generation family-owned business located in Newark, New Jersey, with 45 employees. We're in the commercial building supply business, serving Metro New York, mostly North Jersey and New York City. First 2 weeks of March were business as usual, really kind of riding the wave of a 2 to 3 year construction boom in our area. So the first 2 weeks of March were pretty normal. By the second half of March, it was a great wake-up call for me, my company, and what was going to happen over the next few weeks. I got phone calls from Hackensack University Medical Center, Morristown Medical Center, and Overlook Hospital, and they were in panic mode to create negative pressure patient rooms to deal with all the COVID patients. Part of the process was to convert patient rooms into COVID rooms. Doing so, they were taking standard patient rooms that were had flush doors with no lights in them, and Empire was furnishing the light kits and the glass to install view panels into these flush doors, as well as automatic door closers to keep doors closed. In addition, we were furnishing loads of plywood and plexiglass because they were removing windows to install HEPA filters to create pressure from or airflow from the corridors into the rooms and out the HEPA filters. They installed the light kits to be able to keep an eye on the patients from outside of the rooms. We must have sold 300 to 400 kits in a matter of 5 to 7 working days. So the last 2 weeks were quite hectic, and then by April 1st, Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy shut down all non-essential construction in New York and New Jersey. Empire had a lot of orders that were coming in or had already been delivered for jobs in New York and New Jersey, jobs like at the United Nations, KKR, Citibank, Marsh & McLennan, and the Bank of New York. All these jobs were shut down. This created a warehouse problem at Empire because we have hundreds of doors and sets of hardware waiting to go to different job sites. So I had to rent some trailers to store all this material. In addition, it creates what is going to be a potential cash flow problem for Empire because my vendors do want to get paid, and I'm not really sure if my customers will pay for the stored materials, or they might wait until the materials actually ship. So I'm in a little bit of a flux at this point to see where my cash flow will be, in about 4 to 6 weeks. On April 3rd, Empire was applied for our PPP loan, and thankfully on April 15th we received our funding. I felt very fortunate to be working with a small bank in North Jersey called Connect One, where I really feel like they value my business. In the early 2010, 2011, I was working with Wells Fargo, a big bank, and they were very difficult on the construction services industry, and they gave me a very, very hard time, and I can't tell you how happy I am that I have gone to a small local bank.
Actually, let me cut you off there.
Go ahead.
And I'll come back to you in the Q&A.